Hello, salutations, greets, and what's up? It's Bob Holman here, traveling across the nation on a 12-week, 13,400-mile road trip with a 15-person film crew, a big yellow truck of gear, a 10-passenger van, and the Dolly Parton tour bus looking to find and film The United States of Poetry, a PBS series. This is the art of spoken word.
Listen to the skies. Listen to the sound. Something on the land. Something going down.
It ain't a poem.
You've just listened to the classic opening to The United States of Poetry, the first words by John Trudell, founder of the American Indian Movement, and closing words, if it ain't a pleasure, it ain't a poem. That was William Carlos Williams. The arc of Tracy Morris's life as a poet is shaped like a rainbow. It starts out with a poet who has to be convinced to stand up on the stage at the New Eureka Poets Cafe. So much did she not believe that her poems could come off the page. It evolves from there into the poet you're going to hear now in her piece Project Princess. And from there, it moves on to the Academy, where she now is a professor at Iowa. So that's the premier poetry university in the universe. So I'd say poetry is spoken, and it's the art of spoken word. Tracy Morris.
Teeny feet, right lay a double, sock, teeny feet, right lay a double, sock, teeny feet, rock, lay it double, socks, the poppies are piping, a many-colored loose lace-up, racing toe, keys up with fancy freaky, slick slide, just pressed, recently weed, hair, jeans oversized, just like jeans oversized, but like her hips are black thighs, making guy side for millennia, top by an attractive jacket. Her suit's not for flack of flunkies, junkies, or punk homies on the store. Her hands mobile phones, her head like hands mobile phones. Her hands mobile phones of today's urban goddess. Clinking rings, link up, dragon fingers, no need to be modest. One or two gap teeth are cool. Sport gold initials. Doubt you get to her name, just check from the side and please tell multidimensional, multidimensional shrimp earrings. Frame her cinnamon face. Crimson with a compliment if a comment hits the right place. Don't step to the plate with your datelines from 88. Don't step to the plate. Don't step to the plate with your datelines from 88. Spare your simple, fragile feelings with the same sense that you came. Call a woman variation. You rework the French twist with crinkle cut platinum frosted bangs from a spray cans mess. Never this. She insists, no, you can't touch this. And if piss be deck, fist up, boys who must persist. She's the one. Whine it. She's the one. Give a fire, smoking gun of which raps are spun. Songs are sung, the bells are rung. Rock jerks, a clock, pistols cock. Unwanted advances block. Well stacked, she's jock. It's all about you, girl. It's all about you and living in your world.
It's all about you and living in your world.
Founder of the Black Arts Movement and a beat poet, Leroy Jones, known as Amiri Baraka, had a style all his own and a poetry that was on fire.
If the flag catch fire and an X burn in, that X is black and leaves an empty space. It is that place where we live, the Afro-American nation.
only star blown free in the northern sky, no red, but our blood. Slavers and clucks in the woods. No blue but our song. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X is black. And that space that is left is our history, now a mystery. We only live where the flag is not, where the air is funky, the music hot. Inside the hole, in the American soul, that space, that place, empty of democracy we live. Inside the burned boundaries of a wasted symbol. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X, believe me, is black. Spike Live. If the flag catch fire and an X burn in, that X is black. And leaves an empty space. It is that place where we live, the Afro-American nation. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, the only stripes is on our back, the only star blown free in the northern sky, no red but our blood, no white but slavers and clucks in hoods, no blue but our song. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X is black. Ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others.
Pearl Klieg may be known for her nonfiction book, Mad at Miles, but here she turns the other cheek. This is a romance for a poem in middle age, a woman and a man who have learned what love is, and she can talk about it.
It was that summer we were making love so much, the room smelled obscene, a rich, loamy, tropical smell, right in the middle of the urban jungle. That summer when changing the towels daily made no impact whatsoever, when the washcloths were always too damp to drop into the hamper, and all the incense in the world couldn't save us. Maybe it's the plants, I suggest one day, resting against his arm, trying to blame the withering areca palms, sitting neglected and unwatered in the corner by the Alabama steamer trunk. I don't think so, he says. I think it's you. Me too, I say. Thank God for 40. Me too. It was that summer. It was that summer.
Paul Beatty was the first Grand Slam champion at the New Eureka Poets Cafe, a fact that I'm sure embarrasses him today. A brilliant poet, he has flowered into an extraordinary novelist, and his book, The Sellout, won the Booker Prize.
A three-point shot from Andromeda. Rain-rusted orange ring of Saturn in urban orbit over an outdoor gym. Nighttime jumpers pull up to the hoop, dance on the rim. Bolted against a metal backboard sky riddled with 99,000 BB-sized holes compressing fifth-floor duplex kitchen light into a galaxy of 50-watt schoolyard stars. Superflex intense constellations hand check, rotate on defense, double down, trying to guard spinning playground planetarium delirium of black gods flying on neighborhood rep. Shake and bake, pump fake, jab step. Past Orion, walk on air and burst the reverse on the Stellar Bear.
Poets can write poems anywhere, even in the subways. Here, Inthran the Marathana Yagam looks across the aisle there, on the D train, and sees an entire love story.
So beautiful, that couple, in handsome black and red clothes, walking along the street, her arms folded, his in pockets cold, scarves loosely wrapped about white necks. And in the subway car, a black man takes a black woman's hands, and her eyes look far away, beyond the walls, under the sea. And his eyes concentrate on her hands as glasses drop slightly down his nose, as she turns and smiles as he looks up at clay made whole. And she takes her hands about his cheeks, makes a vase, and roses are put in his mouth and hair, and her brown leather coat crumples as she kisses him, and his black windbreaker is crumpled by her kiss. And for two subway stops, their kiss moves a man to write and get up in the morning and sing an old song to remember a woman in a dream who held his hands wearing earrings of white moons in black hair open as a fan, blowing honeyed wind about the room in which they loved and loved, as kingdoms came and went, in which they loved and loved, as the black man and woman left their embrace to slowly get up to the door. Window seat into whose hands dropped two white moons.
These poems all appear on the PBS series The United States of Poetry, directed by Mark Pellington, produced by Josh Blum and Washington Square Films, and yours truly, which is streaming on Amazon Prime. The poem's also available on a soundtrack album released by Mouth Almighty Mercury Records, and in the anthology, The United States of Poetry, published in a lavishly illuminated volume by Abrams Publishing. And this podcast is being recorded in the Bowery Poetry Studios with Monsieur Ram Devanini, producer and engineer, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts.